The historian and theologian Diana Butler Bass, in responding to the tragedy in Arizona last week, was quoted as saying that the core values of our faith are at odds with violence and the rhetoric of violence. We need to give our people hope that the God born a few weeks ago in a manger is still among us, deeply grieving and deeply caring. We need to give our people hope that the God born a few weeks ago in a manger is still among us, deeply grieving and deeply caring. In every tragedy, whether near or far, in every loss, whether ours or another's, in every fear or doubt, in any crisis, and we all encounter many throughout our lives, in all of these instances, it is eventually to God that we turn for answers, for comfort, sometimes even for a reason to go on. And it isn't only Christians who turn to God. I would venture to say that all of humanity, embedded with the touch of our Creator, all of humanity carries a seed of the Spirit of God within us. And in some way or another, all of us, all human beings, are longing for God in the depths of our hearts and souls. I believe that this is simply what it is to be human, to live with this longing for God, even if we are unable to recognize it as such. Because of this longing, when there is a crisis of whatever shape or form, and when someone extends a hand to us in the midst of such crisis, we often interpret that hand as the hand of God. Many of us talk about the care and support that we receive from others as God's blessing for our lives. Sometimes we might further name that blessing as having such good friends, or as being part of a great faith community, or a great work community, or a great neighborhood. We might even go so far as to call the people who do care for us angels. In our great need for God, and in our great need for stability and security and even hope, we are nearly always wanting God to be known to us. We want God to be revealed to us. We want to be sure that God is. That God is here. That God truly cares. And one of the most remarkable ways that we do find that God cares is by loving each other in the name of God. Truly, one of the most remarkable ways that we find that God cares is by loving each other in the name of God. You probably do this all the time and you don't even know it. When someone says an unkind word to you, and you choose to keep your own response in silence, you are loving someone else in the name of God. If you are out in public and you see a lost child, and you stand with that crying child who has momentarily lost sight of mom or dad, you are loving a stranger in the name of God. When you stand in line at the grocery store or the drugstore at 6 p.m. or at midnight, and you have a kind word or a smile for the cashier who is doing their job well, you are extending the love of God to that person. Every act of kindness, every act of generosity, every time you make the simple choice to show respect to someone rather than ignore them, even if it is only a passing look. All of these are actions in the name of God. All of these help to bring about a sense of peace and goodwill that is inherent in Emmanuel, God with us. How can I suggest such a thing when we might not really see ourselves as ambassadors of God's goodwill toward one another? Well, let me give you a couple of reasons. First of all, simply by being here where you sit right now, being part of a faith community, or participating simply in worship in whatever way you are able, you are already acknowledging that God is. And you are acknowledging, perhaps through the wishes of your parents, if you are young, that you are thus a child of God. You are acknowledging that God is in your life and that you have a will that is turned toward God in whatever way you are able to turn your will toward God. By being here, you are presenting yourself in public, if you will, as someone who is turning their will toward God to know and to seek God in their lives. Of course, all of us are in different places in that journey of knowing and seeking God, and we always will be until we are face to face with God, and perhaps even then. But in the meantime, before we stand with our Creator in the true sense of new life, here we are together, knowing God and seeking God in all the ways that we are able and at whatever place we find ourselves in our journey of life and of faith. Children of God and thus bearers of God's love, of God's peace, of God's goodwill and God's care. We are a part of God's presence in our world. And just one of the many, many ways that you and I bear God's love and presence in our world is by participating in some of the ministries here at St. Paul's. You heard George read as we began our service today a collect, a prayer about the Care and Share ministry. Today is a kind of kickoff Sunday for a new way of highlighting the various ministries of St. Paul's. Throughout the year, on Sundays that are not major feast day or not the bishop's visit, we will read a special collect at the beginning of the service to pray for one of our many ministries at the church. We will pray together for the work of that ministry and for the many people who participate in that ministry. And then during coffee hour, much as we have been doing, each ministry will have not just the opportunity to host us in our morning drink and snack, but will also have the opportunity to share information about their program so that we might be better educated about this very active and very diverse community that is St. Paul's. And so today we highlight Care and Share. And the reason I emphasize that you and I are seekers as well as bearers of God's care in our world is because today we want to honor and thank you for this gift of giving of yourselves to others. Just a couple of numbers that you probably won't know unless you read and memorized the annual report from Care and Share. In 2010, the Care and Share Ministry organized and hosted 9 funeral receptions. 3 of those had over 130 people in attendance. In 2010, Care and Share organized and supported 3 care teams. Care teams is a small group of people who work together to offer much needed support to someone who has a great need for a particular amount of time. It may be someone in recovery from a major surgery or in crisis due to some other transition in their life. In particular, someone who needs a number of services in order to manage the day-to-day activities of their life. We had 3 care teams this past year. 248 cards were mailed to current and past members of St. Paul's who lost a loved one or struggled with an illness or, being over 70, had a birthday. 279 times you drove someone to church on Sunday. You prepared and delivered over 60 meals. And finally, you offered 663 either visits, calls, or rides to appointments to people in this church. So this is a grand total of over 1,300 acts of kindness and service and caring in the name of God within this community. God must truly be pleased. I began reading from Diana Butler Bass, "We need to give our people hope that the God born a few weeks ago in a manger is still among us, deeply grieving and deeply caring." As you and I offer acts of service and kindness to one another and to everyone that we encounter in our lives each day, we are sharing that hope of God with us. We are bearing the message of God's care and of God's love for all of humanity. We are sharing peace and goodwill. And so I want to thank you for loving one another even as God loves us. And today, in the moments right after communion, once you've come to the rail, you have an opportunity to receive a special blessing upon your hands, as we have done before, some of you remember, blessing your hands for the work that you do as bearers of God's presence in our world. So after you receive, just come up the center aisle and I will meet you at the font and we'll gather around there and do a very, very brief blessing of our hands. Let us continue together in this journey of faith to give and share with all people the hope that the God born in a manger is with us, deeply caring, deeply grieving, deeply present to each and every one of us in all that we do. Amen. Amen.